Welcome to Uplift, inspiring stories to uplift the world. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have the Wide Awake Woman founder, Laura Marie. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy to have you.
I am so excited to talk about being wild awake.
That's amazing. So let's start with the beginning. Can you just give us a bio overview? Who are you?
So I describe myself as the queen of joy, a playologist, a horse whisperer, just a lover of life. That is who I am at my very core. And I love life. And I love sharing the joy with others as well.
Gorgeous. All right. So that is who you are at your core. How do you show up in the world with that being, with that identity? How do you serve the world?
So for me, I help women. I mentor and guide women that are disconnected, that, you know, are numb from, you know, climbing the corporate ladder or building a business or life in general. And I just want them to have the same joy for life that I do. And it's a sharing of that energy. And for me, it's guiding them. It's, you know, I've been on this journey and it's been such a great adventure. And I just want other women to do the same, because I think we all deserve to live a life that's wild awake.
That's amazing. Thank you. Okay, so you said that you are a horse whisperer.
Yes.
My question for you, when and in what circumstances did you fall in love with horses?
So it started about when I was 10 years old. I all of a sudden, and it was all of a sudden, just felt this huge draw to these beautiful, magnificent, magical. They were so magical animals. My parents, we did not live on a farm. My parents didn't know the front end from the back end of a horse, and bless their heart that they supported me and this love for the horses. And I can remember, we lived along a park, and I could remember one day looking out into the park and someone had ridden their horse into the park. And I was like, so as a 10-year-old, you're bold. And I go out into the park and I go up to this woman, this young girl, she probably was in her 20s, maybe 18 to 20. And I said, "Can I pet your horse?" And she let me pet her horse. And I mean, it was just like this huge surge and this huge high. And from there, I couldn't get enough of them. Briar horses, all the King of the Wind books, you know, the Black Stallion books. Black Beauty, couldn't get enough movies, books, Briar, all, you know, pictures, everything. And then in junior high, there was a program put on by a local park and recreation organization that you could go for horseback riding lessons and horsemanship in the summer. And I did it for about 8 weeks. And after that, I was absolutely hooked. There was no going back.
That's fabulous, because you learned that in your early teens, like as a just before teenage years, when you are still very much open to feeling energy, open to just say the things that you think and not have any reserve and nothing of that. But you feel that pull and you feel that commonality, that resemblance, and also wishing to be as strong, majestic as a horse.
Yes, yes, there was just something. I always just felt so much of a connection, and then just so much at ease. So much like this was where I was supposed to be, and this was where it was safe, and I felt comfortable. And like I said, I could not get enough of them. There has only been a short period in my entire life that I have not had horses. I mean, they've been in my life forever. And I can't imagine not having them in my life.
It's amazing. Amazing. So now you have actually grown into loving horses more and more, into becoming more of who you are. Probably this is the reason why you have that white awake woman in there. And when we look at your logo, it is a white color, that's that natural brown color to really represent, I am from nature, I am from the wilderness, I am real.
So true.
That's amazing.
So true. Yeah, it's, and that's, you know, it's not just the horses. It is nature in general, the beauty, just being in awe. You know, when I walk out the door in the morning and I can hear the birds singing and I can smell, like we had rain this morning and I just smell the rain, or the most beautiful smell for me is when I open the barn doors and I get to smell the horses. Oh, if you are a horse person, that is like perfume. It is the best.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Oh gosh, absolutely. You know that where I live right now, it is in Arizona, at the south of Phoenix area, and it is a long 13-mile stretch where it is all wildland, left and right, which is a Native American reservation property. So nobody is allowed on those lands except wild horses. Yeah. Meaning that when we drive along those this highway, we are all, I'm always like looking for those majestic group of horses. And sometimes we have just a few, sometimes we have 50 of them, and they are just like being there, moving, existing, like that is their territory. And we just respect that and just admire. That is what you can. And
it is really magical to see them in their natural environment. Yeah, there's actually two sets of wild horses in Arizona. So one of them is the res horse. They call them the res horses, like you talked about. There's also the Salt River horses that aren't necessarily on reservation land, but they are in the Salt River area. And one of the best things to do is people go tubing down the Salt River and the horses will be right there. And you can just, it's so fun and so special to see them in their natural environment.
Exactly, exactly. That's truly amazing. So you said wild awake women, but that also means another thing. The contrary to awake is numb. How did you wake up from that numbness of a life before to being awake, to the point of choosing awake in your logo, in your business, in your name, in your identity? How did you wake up? What make you wake up?
So for me, I hit midlife and I all of a sudden took this look, you know, it was like I woke up one day and I'm like, okay, I'm 40, 45, I have hopefully 50 years ahead of me. I don't want to live that 50 years like I lived the first 45, because I felt like my first 45 was doing what society would have me do to, you know, to be successful, or what I thought would give me fulfillment, what I thought would give me a purpose. I was constantly chasing that next big thing and losing myself along the way and missing out what was happening right in front of me. And I hit midlife, and I think this happens to a lot of midlife women. We all of a sudden wake up and realize there is more to life and we are missing it. And I didn't know who I was. And I had done all this stuff to up until, you know, my 40s for everyone else, took care of my family, you know, got the jobs that I, you know, that would pay me well, that had a nice title and all of those kind of things, only to find out when I checked off all those boxes, I still didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't have that purpose. I wasn't awake to my own life. I'd been sleepwalking and numb, and I didn't want to live the rest of my life like that. I knew there had to be something more. And that's the journey that I went on. And it has been such a great journey and so much fun and such an adventure, and really has helped me realize that nothing's set in stone. You can always, you know, the best thing to do is to try things. I always say action breeds clarity, and to look at life as your playground and let's go play.
So imagine that I am 45 years old, which I am, and imagine that I am just waking up to that idea. There must be more to life. What is the first step that you suggest?
The first step for me, and I think for a lot of the women that I work with, is what are your core values? What do you truly believe deep down in your soul that will guide you? Because I think, at least for me personally, if you'd asked me what my core values were at that point, I could have said, well, I want to be nice and I want to be that, but I wasn't really describing myself like where I would get like a ping in my heart or my, you know, I'd get this really strong feeling in my solar plexus, like, oh, that's it. That's what I want. So I started out by figuring out, what are my core values? What's important to me? How, and then I took those and it's like, how do I want to show up in those? And once you have a vision or you have a knowing of at least the foundation of who you are, now your decisions, if something crosses your path, you can use those as a basis for deciding what's the next step. Is it a yes or a no? You start learning who you are. The other thing that I always ask is, who are you without your labels? If you're not a wife, a mother, a sister, a CEO, a business owner, if you strip back all of those layers, what are you at your very core? Who are you? Not what, but who are you at your very core? And that just gets a great dialogue going. And you just start asking those questions and you start paying attention, because I think so much when we're not awake, we're sleepwalking through life, we're numb, and we're missing out. Like I talked about, when I walk out of the house to go to the barn, I hear the birds. How often did I walk out of the house and walk down to the barn or get in my car and I have no idea what's going on around me because I'm too busy thinking about what's the next thing? What's happening? What do I have to do today? And that's the one thing horses bring to us, is that they live in the moment. They live in the here and now. They don't regret anything from the past. They don't worry about anything in the future. They are living in the present and they are highly attuned and highly aware of their surroundings and where everything is in their field. And they do that because they're prey animals. In the wild, those horses that we talked about in the wild, if there are predators out there, if they are not in the here and now, they're not going to make it. They won't live. They'll be taken.
Yeah. Absolutely. You made me think about something. When you have that deep feeling that it is here and now that matters most, and that you are able to release that anticipation of the next step, anticipation, expectation of next, but you actually settle in here and now, and start to breathe into here and now, and start to feel your body here and now, wherever you are. That actually makes everything around you more beautiful.
Yes.
More vibrant, more colorful, more melodious, more. Suddenly you feel the wind on your face, and it's like, and instead of thinking, I'm going to get all wet because of your, it's like, okay. You start to notice. And by noticing, you become in tune with your right here, right now, but also with all the nature around. And all these other people and other spirits and other souls around. And this is when you suddenly finally settle in your true place, one drop in the entire universe. Super important, super unique, but part of something so much greater.
Yes.
That's how I see it.
So one of the things that I always talk about is living life in awe. And when you live life in awe, I feel like that's when you're connected to yourself, but you're also connected to something higher. When you're living in awe, you are connected to something higher and to yourself. And it's just, it's a great word. And I remind myself every day, am I living in awe right now? Am I, what is out there that I can look at and go, ah, that is beautiful. And you're right. We are so accustomed to living in our head, living above our shoulders, that we forget to come right here, right here. This is where life is meant to be lived, in our entire body. And when we feel it and we feel where the beauty, we start to connect and we start to live and have self-awareness and start to live in the here and now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that does not strip out of our consciousness, that consciousness of eternity. It is really a choice, a momentary choice to be here and now. And another thing that I noticed, how better are all my relationships, every connection I have, when I choose to be fully present.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think about next, just right now, I am connecting with you, Laura Marie, the wide awake woman. It's like, wow, such a blessing. And choosing to be in that blessing of here and now makes it an amazing experience.
Yes. I think that's, we miss so much when we don't, when we're busy, like you said, worrying about the past or chasing the future, when really all we have is right here, right now. And we miss so much when we don't take advantage of that.
That is true. That is true. What is a website, something to find you online?
You can find me at wildawakewoman.com. And I have a couple freebies or free things that I offer to people to get a sense of what being a wild awake woman is. And so just check it out, and it's easily downloaded from the website.
That's amazing. And I understand that your ideal audience, your ideal client is a future wild awake woman, meaning someone in her middle age, something like that, 40s, 50s, about that, maybe even 60s, who yearn for more in life, for more than what society wants. And this is where you thrive, at accompanying them, holding space for them,
yes,
nudging them to actually become more who they are.
Yes. And I love it. And I have found most of my clients are in midlife and above, because I have found that most of those women are ready to find themselves. They have done everything up until then, you know, up until that time period, and they're really ready to find who they are and what they want and how they want to show up and who they want to be in the next half of their life. And one of the best things is we do it all by having fun and by playing and doing experiential activities, because these women, or I have found, we can do a lot of talk. We have deep, meaningful conversations, but the minute we also start incorporating things in our body, in movement with the horses, it's one of the reasons they play such a big role in what I do. Now we get to feel what it feels like in our body, and that's what we can take with us. We can take those memories, those body feelings.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Laura, for awakening us. I love it. Really.
You bet.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Today was Uplift, Inspiring Stories to Uplift the World with Laura Marie, Wild Awake Woman.